The performance, Journey Down, stems from a long-term collaboration between indigenous and non-indigenous artists and performers. As the show hits the halfway mark of its epic 3,456 journey across Western Australia, I'm joined by two key artists who played a key role in making Journey Down happen. My guests are Miri Wongman, Preben Nigamara, and clarinetist Aviva Andean. Aviva and Preben, welcome to Night TV Radio.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and Aviva.
Yeah. Thanks for having us.
We're actually halfway through the 3,446-kilometer journey that started on the 24th of August, ending on the 16th of September. We're exactly halfway. Before we explore how you've been traveling, tell us about your participation in this project, starting maybe from by you, Aviva. What has been your involvement in this project?
Well, I've been involved in this project, invited by Tura, who initiated the project, and I've done a few musical pieces with them before over the years. It's my second time touring through this beautiful country we've just been through, and the next part of the journey is going to be brand new for me. I've never traveled to all that beautiful place, so that'll be great. And I'm playing clarinets, winds, as well as playing on the actual rack itself.
You're a clarinet player, and how do you get to play clarinet on a car? Turn into an instrument. It's a wind instrument, and this one is a cow.
I think the nice thing about the project actually is that we're all kind of getting involved in each other's, it's a big mix up. So there's, people like Preben, who's here, sharing their traditional Mirawang songs and dances. And then there's instrumentalists who are using our cello, clarinet, percussion instruments and electronics to add into the soundscape. And then there's also obviously the feature of the ka, which is a sound sculpture instrument, which we all play. So we're all just sort of sharing our practice, sharing our culture, and working together to bring all of those elements together. The ka is actually, it's called Wanarul Nunrul, which is a kind of use of a Gidja word for old car, or like an old roarer, as far as I understand it. And it's an instrument that came out of a residency by John Rose, who's a kind of maverick sound artist who lives in Alice Springs now. And he did a residency in Woman, I think in 2017. This instrument came together in collaboration with members of the Woman community. I guess he was inspired by, his previous practice of playing fences. So he would often go around the country with his partner, Hollis Taylor, playing fences amplified, kind of like a big string instrument. So he had this practice of kind of repurposing, parts of the Australian outback as musical instruments. So he took that same kind of approach to the ka, which he strung up with fencing wire. So it runs right across from the front of the ka, right across the back. And they're kind of amplified with contact microphones. Then there's these big extra panels that are welded onto the roof of the car, and everything is amplified. So you get these really bassy tones from those panels. You get the kind of really eerie bassy tones from the bowed strings. And then there's, old 44-gallon drum on there and some old brick drums and different parts which make all different sounds. It does still look like a car, but it's very much a musical instrument now. And then the whole thing has also been painted by with beautiful stories from Gidja artists on all the different panels of the car.
And the clarinet itself, what is it based? At the back or the front?
Yeah, so it's a band set up alongside the car. So there's a cellist, there are two didgeridoo players, there's myself playing clarinet and electronics. So we sort of alternate between playing just the car or the car with other instruments, or just the other instruments to accompany the stories that are part of the journey down.
And Preben, you'll be playing the didgeridoo and other traditional instruments. But this is not just about you playing and performing on in Journey Down. It's also about celebrating your culture. Tell us about your involvement in the project and your culture.
I was about 2 years old when I started dancing at Crowberry It was pretty amazing growing up with Maori people, teaching me things that I didn't know. Like, I was going to school, but every after school, I used to go back home. Used to go out bush, go fishing, hunting. They used to teach me how to make spears, didgeridoo, clapstick, boomerang, spears, and yeah, plenty other things. And you know, life is so amazing right now for me. I'm 26 years old now, and you know, the knowledge that passed down to me, just gonna keep carrying it on and pass it down to my nephews, my son, and my little brothers, so they can be the next generation for our culture-wise and our knowledge that given to us from the old people, especially the ones who was there looking at growing us up, and all those sort of things. But yeah, anyways, it was deadly, you know, just growing up, looking at different, going out country, telling us Dreamtime stories and all that. It was amazing. And now I'm here with calling Uncle Chris and Uncle Pelican.
Yeah.
It's amazing. You know,
you say you play many traditional instruments, including the didgeridoo, club sticks, and more. Are they all featured and represented on the car?
Yeah, the club stick and only didgeridoo, and we just basically play the drum, eh? We play the drum and do what the violin.
Yeah.
With plenty of instrument that we play on the car, and yeah,
and
so
there are some nice moments in the show where Preben and Chris have been very generous to let us, you know, work with the wonga that they're sharing with the songs, and to also add into those songs some new sounds, so playing alongside with those traditional songs with bowing the car and other drumming, adding different sounds into those songs. So it's kind of always changing a little bit while also keeping the traditional song strong.
So you're playing only traditional songs from the local traditional owners. Are there any other pieces from other cultures involved?
It's all these songs, but it was passed down to us from all the modern bottom up.
Yeah.
So that's Northern Country and Putkis.
Yeah.
They call it Wayo. It was traded to us. Well, they gave us the song, and we traded them with boomerang, spears, didgeridoo, capstick.
Yeah.
And all that. So it was traded to us back in, well, long time ago, back in the 40s, I think, 20s.
Wow, from the 40s.
Yeah, yeah. Long, long time ago.
Yeah. And the communities where you travel, do they identify with those songs? Would they know those sounds? Or they're discovering these sounds for the first time?
Yeah, they're actually discovering it. We just went far as here in Broome, the Wanga.
Yeah.
Wanga from Karana all the way to Broome, and now we're taking it more further down the road. So first time Wanga gonna go all the way back to, well, down to Perth, so through Kalkrata and, you know, Kasrine, all those little towns, and Port Hedland, Robin, Carnarvon, Geraldton.
Can you give us some dates? Can you give us some dates when you'll be stopping in those different places?
We're actually in Broome right now, and we're going to be playing this Saturday as part of the Shinju Matsuri Festival at Cable Beach on Saturday. That'll be a really special one, I think, because then we can watch the sunset over the beach and then and play this beautiful concert. So I'm looking forward to that one. And then from there, we're heading to Port Hedland. We're actually playing at South Hedland Town Square.
Which day?
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Tuesday, the 5th of December.
Yeah.
And then on the 7th of September, Thursday, we'll be in Karratha.
And when you stop in those localities, typical stop look like? You play and perform one night or one afternoon, and then what happens next?
Yeah, every day we've got quite a nice sort of rhythm to it, I suppose, of doing a show, and then the next day we get back in our cars and all drive to the next place. We've also been doing school workshops in all the towns that we go to. So we go to the school and share a little bit about the songs and the instruments that we're working with, get the kids excited, and then a lot of the time they've been coming down with their families that night after they've learned a little bit about it at school. So that's been a really nice way to connect with the communities everywhere we've been going.
And how has the reaction been in the community? Are they coming in big numbers? How is the reception in the community?
Yeah, I mean, it's just been really beautiful. Particularly the country that we've travelled through already, the car and this project, Wunnerul Noongar is not a new project for the area. Tura's been working with the communities across this area of the Kimberley for a very long time. So obviously in Warman, people knew about the car because it was made there. It's covered in all of their stories and paintings. And in Kununurra, we also have been really lucky to work really closely with members of the community there, including Preben, obviously, and Chris Griffiths. We did a creative development over the last couple of years, so it's a long time coming, this project. I think there's been a lot of excitement for it. On the first concert that we did in Kununurra, there was a really enormous turnout at the Picture Gardens, which is an open-air cinema. Really fantastic turnout, really beautiful welcomes in each place from the traditional owners, which has been really special to send us on our journey safely. Just a lot of people turning out to see what it's all about. And I think there's been a lot of great responses. People feel that it's something really special. It's quite a spectacular show with so many different instruments, but also these videos telling the stories of the paintings from the elders who painted them, as well as beautiful projections by Sohan Hayes, which really bring the car and the whole atmosphere to life with gorgeous animations and light show. So, yeah, I think it's been quite a special event in the communities that we've been through so far. And just playing outdoors in these beautiful places just after the sunset, it's been a really magical experience.
Any hiccups along the way? Everything is running just as smoothly as it can be. Has the weather been like a spoiler? And how has it been so far?
Pretty amazing journey from Kununurra to here. Catching up with families as well along Jakey Creek, Otis Creek, Fitzroy, and now we're here in Broome. Catch up with couple of more family here and hit the road on Monday, eh?
Yeah,
hit the road Monday and to our next destination.
What's the average distance between the different destinations? A day or two's travel? How long are the distances between the different localities you're visiting?
Yeah, so far they haven't been too long drives, but we've got some long drives ahead. So far we've been playing communities that are only about 2 to 4 hours apart from each other. But I think on Monday we've got a big long drive to Port Hedland, 6 to 8 hours or something like that. Then when we go down to Karratha, I think that's another day's drive. Some long kilometres ahead. It's funny you should ask us about those hiccups because it's something we've been asking the kids in the schools when we do the workshops to tell us stories of some of their journeys that we then use as inspiration for a piece that we make up together in the school workshop. Yeah. So we've definitely been hearing lots of stories about breakdowns and walking home after breakdowns and being stuck in strange places overnight and things like that. But fortunately, touch wood, we haven't had anything go too horribly wrong yet. Our documentary crew actually yesterday did have a tire explode on the road, but fortunately they were safe and able to just replace it. So hopefully nothing more dramatic than that happens.
Now, before I let you go and resume your road trip, anything else you'd like to add to the conversation?
No, just to come down, check out all the places that we're heading from Broome all the way down to Perth. We're stopping at most of the major towns on that big journey, and we'd love to see you there.
Aviva and Preben, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us on NITV Radio today.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.